It'll be Jasmine Watson to match up in midcourt against 6'3" Jennifer Haley. So a battle of 2 6'3" junior forwards for the opening tip-off. As we have Joseph Vasily come over, the official today. The ball is up. It's won back by Haley, but a right to Megan Zuolo. So UMass starts off with possession. And the Minute Women working from left to right. I think Zuolo got a little bit confused which way they were going at first.
I think the whole Minute Women team, they are all getting back on defense.
UMass wearing the road maroon uniforms. They go high low to Robinson. 10 on the shot clock. Passes off to Cloutier. Pass bounce into the paint. No good by Robinson. The rebound by Watson. Her putback is good. So a good start for UMass. It's 2-0.
Great start for UMass. They got that second chance opportunity cleaning up the offensive glass there.
In the two meetings between these two teams last year, in the regular season, UMass fell behind 12-2, and in the postseason, it was 16-4 Charlotte to start the game. Here's Sigmund from 16 feet away, no good from the left wing, off the rim, rebounded by Forney. She'll send it back out to midcourt. Ayanna Holmes, the freshman, swings it around to the perimeter, back out to Sigmund, contested three, too short from the left corner, but another rebound, so Charlotte will reset. Back-to-back offensive rebounds. A tough start defensively for UMass.
Yeah, they got to do a better job of boxing out here, Cody. Really try to clean up the glass.
Ball stripped away by Zuolo, but Charlotte maintains possession. They'll reset out to Holmes on the left wing. 12 on the shot clock. Catch and shoot. Three-pointer. Jay Forney, no good off the back iron. And UMass finally grabs a rebound after three opportunities on offense for Charlotte. Emily Tusher dribbling between the circles, trying to roll around a screen from Robinson on the high post. Ball batted straight up, but Watson resets back out to Cloutier. Bounce pass up high. Watson steps inside the arc, gets it to rattle down from about 18 feet away. It's 4-0 UMass.
Friendly roll for Jasmine Watson. Front of the rim, back of the rim, once around, and finally to the bottom of the net.
Holmes harassed on the perimeter by Zuolo as Charlotte works from right to left. Now Zuolo backs off Holmes, a high dribble working towards the wing on the right side. Thought about popping from three, instead wing-to-wing pass. They swing it into the corner. Back out Jay Forney. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Forney dribbles from the stripe, kicks it out. Holmes, the freshman three-pointer, and she knocks it down from the right wing to make it 4-3.
Yeah, they were really playing off her, and I don't blame her. Forney shooting just 18%.
UMass goes down low again. Watson has all 6 points as she banks it in off the glass. So a lay-in for Jasmine. It's 6-3, and Watson off to a fantastic start today.
Yeah, she's cleaning up the glass and attacking the rim.
Contested shot, and it's good. Ayanna Holmes stepped inside the arc, had a hand in her face, but she connects from the long two behind the left elbow. It's a 6-5 contest.
Holmes only averaging 3 points a game, so already having one of her best offensive games of the season.
Here's Robinson. She misses off the front iron, so UMass misses a shot. Coming up on the 17-minute mark, rebounded by Charlotte. They trail by a point, 6-5 here in the early going. Forney penetrates from the perimeter, gets the friendly roll off the rim, and the 49ers have their first lead of the day. It's 7-6. Jay Forney, the only 49er to now start all 22 contests. She gives the 49ers the advantage with 16:45 to go. Tusher trying to penetrate. Jump step, has the ball batted away. UMass has numbers back, but Charlotte with possession. And now Forney slows it up, lob into the paint. Haley down low, her shot no good, but the putback is good by Amanda Dow.
Shakai Robinson has to do a better job getting back in transition. It was Jasmine Watson down there amongst the trees by herself, and she had no chance to grab that offensive rebound.
It's been a contest of play underneath so far. Both of these teams shooting well. UMass 3 of 5. Charlotte 3 of 6. Zuolo steps up. Her shot from the left elbow rattles out. Rebound grabbed by Charlotte. 49ers out rebounding UMass by a 5-2 margin early on in two of those offensive boards. Dee Montgomery set to check into the next whistle as we hit the 16-minute mark. Dow steps back, the long two from straight away, no good off the back iron. Rebounded by Sigmund, though, and Charlotte will start up the offense. Holmes swings it left wing, Forney. A little bit of confusion. She'll kick it back up top. Three-pointer too short. That was Sigmund. Ball batted out towards midcourt, right into the arms of Holmes.
Amanda Dow, all she did was tap that out, and Holmes was able to get the rebound. She's a very good rebounder for a guard her size.
Lob over Watson underneath. Haley banks it off the box for two. It's 11-6, 49ers with 15.5 to play.
We're going to see Dee Montgomery checking in here. Sharon Dolly mentioned in the coaches' show that she likes the tempo that Montgomery brings to the floor. We'll see if that helps the Minute Women here.
UMass had a 6-3 lead. It's now 11-6, so an 8-0 run for the 49ers. Robinson tries to end it. Her left-handed layup, no good, and UMass held to just one shot as Haley went high for the rebound. She'll get it into the hands of her freshman guard, Ayanna Holmes, a Salisbury, North Carolina native. Here's Jennifer Haley working on the perimeter, hands it off to the freshman, Hillary Sigmund. Back up top. Now left wing, the 6'4 junior, Amanda Dow with 7 on the shot clock. She tries to drive, now kicks it out. 4 to shoot, Sigmund penetrating. Her shot hits the top of the backboard. Rebounded by Dow, and the shot clock expires at the 14:39 mark. So a nice defensive stand by UMass takes us to our first media timeout of the day. We'll step away here in Shirley, North Carolina. UMass trails 11-6. Come on back. This is Men and Women Basketball on WMEA.
You guys are